Whaley and Burton Watson, Arthur Whaley and Burton Watson talked about the notion of Hanshan as a state of mind, mm-hmm. right? And that's different than what we have now in North American poetry, isn't it?
This is interesting because in our work in this Complete Cold Mountain book, which is, it is, by the way, the most complete collection of Hanshan poems thus far in the English language. We discovered, and it caused it quite a bit of work, and it was first pointed to by Edwin Pulleybine, who was a sinologist at UBC here in Vancouver, that based on the nature of the language that was used in the Hanshan anthology, so as it's called, and the historical events that were referred to by Hanshan's poems, that these poems were written probably over somewhere between 137 and 200 years. So obviously this was not one person writing these poems. And yet, if you look at the poems, and they're, you know, some of them are more didactic than others, and you know, some are, but like any poet, I mean, you know, some are, you know, some are better than others, or some are more authentically expressive than others. But if you look at it, you realize that by and large, there's a Hanshan mind, and that Hanshan mind was probably an original Hanshan. And then at some point later, someone else was touched by Hanshan's expression, as Gary was, or as I was, or you know, as Red Pine was, and Whaley, or you know, Watson, and it resonated inside with that mind. You think about it for a minute. Let's say that you have a cello string, and you strike that string, and it vibrates. What is it that vibrates in the one who hears it? It's, you know, it's a direct vibration that comes from the striking of that string inside oneself. So, for example, if I'm playing my guitar and I pluck the G or the E string, my body turns into the vibration of E. That's Hanshan mind. That's the same kind of thing. So what we discovered is that there seem to have been three Hanshans. Maybe there were more, but we were able to figure out that over that time period, there can't have been just one Hanshan. So there seem to have been three Hanshans, each one expressing Hanshan mind. So that is the state of mind. And that's exactly the state of mind that I was referring to when I said we had to meet Hanshan in the place before words, in the place at the source. So it isn't that Kaz or Peter or you know somebody else is writing. It's this Hanshan mind. You know, that's informing the expression of the poem. That's how I see it anyway. As for whether there's a state of mind now that's a primary informer of a poetic expression in 21st century North America, for example, I don't know. I would hope that wasn't true in my house. So I'm not willing to, you know, to talk about kind of broad swatches of, you know, of poetry. I have the feeling that that most poets of authentic intent would say that that there is a state of mind that's being expressed. There are those who are more on the mechanistic side of what language is. You know, I'm not sure what they would say about that. I know that Creeley, and we were talking about you know, Robert Creeley yesterday, because he was a great friend and also a very strong influence in terms of trying to figure out what is it really to write a poem? What is it really to be a poet in some way, without glorifying it in some stupid kind of sentimental way? But, you know, Creeley said over and over and over again, you know, poems are not importantly extra referential. They're not referring to something necessarily outside. They're very much an expression of the moment in which a person writes and exists or is as William Carlos Williams said, the poet thinks with the poem, and that in itself is the profundity. So, I think that Creeley and Olson, Creeley and Williams and Olson all would, would agree with that, and I certainly have benefited by their, their generous consideration of what makes a poetry, what makes poetry poetry, and all of that again points to this idea of state of mind. So I don't want to say it doesn't exist. I want to say it does exist, and some people choose to move closer or further from that line.